Very good morning to Adam Pengilly, Sydney Morning Herald racing journalist. Good morning, Adam.
Morning, Laurie. How are you, mate?
Very well. Now, I know you love your rugby league as well, mate. Did you actually look at that game last night?
Believe it or not, I was sitting on the couch last night and I was trying to do the form for Ramwick while I was watching the rugby league. Let's just say the form at Ramwick got a bit more attention than, than the game itself on the TV.
You've done yourself a favour, let me tell you, mate. with the form, Hartnell back in Sydney for the All-Age Stakes.
Yeah, I reckon one of the most, if not the most fascinating runner at Ramwick tomorrow, just given the fact that he hasn't raced in Sydney for more than 12 months, sorry, which I find quite staggering, just given the fact that Godolphin have their main base up here in Sydney. He spends the majority of his time up here in Sydney. When you're dodging Winks, I suppose you got to go where she's not. And a lot of the time he's been heading down to Melbourne to race down there. And he's coming back to Sydney for the first time in a very long time in this All-Age Stakes. And it'll be an enormous training effort from James Cummings. He can freshen him up from the Australian Cup 6 or 7 weeks ago over 2,000 metres and get it cherry ripe, ready to go for the 1,400 metres of the All-Age Stakes. And I think his record against Winks is 0-7, and it's quite ironic that Hughie Bowman's jumping on board on Saturday to ride him. So I think he's a live chance. We've seen him in more stakes and the PB Lawrence Stakes when he's freshened up at those shorter trips. It just might be his go now, those 1,400-metre, 600-metre journeys earlier in his campaign or when he's freshened up. So I'm not ruling him out of this race tomorrow, the All-Age Stakes. It's a huge chance and really looking forward to seeing him going around at Ramwick tomorrow.
Yeah, sure. And if the Golden Rose and the, obviously, form, the Group 1 form and the TJ Smith form of trapeze artist, if that form of trapeze artist turns up, it just wins. But we don't know about that, do we? So it's, and then you'll see trapeze artist as the new favourite for the Everest, won't you, if he wins on the weekend?
Yeah, we will, TK. I think a few of the Everest slot holes we're watching these All-Age Stakes with plenty of interest, because it's basically the last time a lot of these horses will step out in the Autumn Carnival. And as we saw last year, a lot of these horses were locked in. I wouldn't quite say half the field. I think about a third of the field was locked in before they even resumed for their spring campaigns as horses definitely going towards the Everest. Now, I'm not sure if a lot of the slot holders will adopt the same method or policy this year. I know they've had a chance to sort of sit back and take it all in from last year. They might wait a little bit longer and try and lock in their horses a bit closer to the Everest later in the year when they can sort of get a better feel to see which some of these horses are in form or not. But I'd say the three you'd be looking at tomorrow in that All-Age Stakes would be Brave, Smash, Philly, Innocent, that both ran in the race last year, as well as Trapeze Artist. But if he comes out and runs well tomorrow, well, then he's going to be rocket up betting and probably, I'd say, be favourite for the Everest later in the year.
And Redkirk Warriors off to Royal Ascot. Regular jockey Regan Bayliss got some bad news.
Yeah, this was a bit of a surprise yesterday, Laurie, to be honest, because I think the general feeling was that Regan Bayliss had been booked for the ride on Redkirk Warrior. He's ridden him down the straight to win both these Newmarket handicaps earlier this year as well as last year. And from all reports, Regan had sort of been given the nod to take the ride. He booked some flights and whatever else, and the owners have sort of made a decision to say, no, well, we want to use Frankie Dettori and his vast experience at the Royal Ascot Carnival. It's been a bit of a hammer blow for Regan Bayliss. He's had a bit of an up-and-down time of late. He's a very, very good rider on his day, but he's fell foul of the stewards a couple of times in the last 6 months. And he's had a few issues with Lindsay Park and David Hayes over the last 6 months as well. I think everything's okay there now, but the owners of Redkirk Warrior virtually said, we want to go for a more experienced jockey, someone who's got a bit more experience over there at Royal Ascot, and decide to put on Frankie Dettori, which to me was a bit of a surprise and very disappointing for Regan, because he's done a lot of work on that horse and he seems to find the best from him. But this game of swings and roundabouts, and the owners have got their discretion on which jockeys they want to ride their horses and opted for Frankie in this case.
Yeah, and when Frankie comes to Australia, not many people are keen to jump on board his horses. But on tomorrow at Ramwick, have you got a tip for us?
Yeah, it's a very tough meeting on paper, Laurie. I must admit, I don't have a whole lot of confidence. I did watch Formline on Sky Thoroughbred Central last night, and I saw that Duff and Brad Davis are both pretty keen on Manicure, and I must agree. I think she's probably the best bet of the program tomorrow. Race 5, number 5, Manicure. She was very unlucky last start over 1,200 metres, stepping out to the 1,400 metres. I think we'll suit her coming third up off a very long break. But around the each-way basis, I think she's probably my best bet of the program on what looks a pretty tricky day, it must be said.
Yeah, but a good day with two Group 1s to finish the carnival there. Thanks so much, Adam.
Thanks, boys. Enjoy your weekend.